Let's turn in God's Word in our Bibles to Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 47. Mark chapter 15. And verse 1, beloved, these are the words of the Lord, and they are infallible, and therefore true. So give your attention to them. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing. So that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye that then that I should do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him! And Pilate said unto them, Why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him! And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple, plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrene, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And a superscription of his accusation was written over, The King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, And he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Which is being translated or being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Less, and of Joses and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him. And many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead. And calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joses beheld where he was laid. Those are God's words. Reading the last Lord's Day about the sufferings of Jesus Christ from the Jews, the chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, leading up to his death. Now we're reading of the sufferings of Jesus Christ before mostly Pilate, Pontius Pilate, and the Roman soldiers, while the Jews demanded that Jesus be put to death. Even though Pilate, verse 14, knew Jesus had done nothing deserving death, Pilate, people pleaser, in this instance, he scourged Jesus. The Roman soldiers mocked him, beat him, spat upon him, led Jesus, who was without sin, perfectly innocent, to be crucified. They divided his garments. He was crucified. He was reviled, abused by all that passed by, verses 29 through 32, including the Jewish leaders. He was forsaken by the Father. And he died there for your sins, dying, fulfilling the Old Testament promises and prophecies, and the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, ending the ceremonial law with the veil torn from top to bottom. But even the centurion who crucified Jesus, verse 29, attested, truly this man was the Son of God. The women saw it, verses 40 and 41, they attested to his death on the cross. He was buried in the sepulchre by Joseph of Arimathea, attesting to his dead, lifeless body. The stone rolled against the entrance. We know from the other Gospels that the stone was sealed in the opening. And the last word, the two Marys who will see the resurrected Christ, they see where his body was buried with the stone rolled against the opening. God's people, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. That's what the Scripture says in the book of Acts. He also says, For he hath made him to be sins for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Also says, Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. In Isaiah, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Do you believe in faith and trust for your death, his death for you? Do you believe the gospel? The picture of the gospel we see, not only is the gospel here, we have a very clear picture of the gospel even before Jesus died. In verse 15, it's plain. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. Barabbas, guilty. He's a murderer. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that he was guilty. But he was set free. And Jesus, innocent, did nothing wrong. Pilate even knew that. His wife knew that. He was crucified. There's the gospel. Do you believe the gospel? Do you believe and trust that, applying to yourself, that you're Barabbas? You're guilty of murder and all manner of sins? And that you've been set free because Jesus was delivered and crucified for you? Do you believe that? Do you trust that? There's the gospel. Do you believe the gospel? Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise. We're thankful for the witness here of the crucified Savior, the substitutionary atonement, the vicarious sacrifice of Jesus Christ, in which even Pilate knew, though he was a people pleaser, even he knew he was innocent. The most that could be found of Jesus being guilty of was that he was, quote, King of the Jews. And he is definitely the King of the Jews. He's the King of all kings, Lord of lords, ruler of rulers, God of gods, as we know from the book of Daniel. And he reigns over all. The Jews, the Gentiles, all peoples, all nations, and thankfully also the church. Father, we praise you that he is the head of the church. And that in all things we seek to bow the knee to him. And any authority that is in the church is from him and is his. For all authority has been given in heaven and earth to him, Jesus Christ. Because he is the gospel. He fulfilled all the prophecies and promises that concerned the gospel and the new covenant, the covenant of grace. And so that upon his resurrection, you, the triune God, gave him all authority as our Redeemer, as our Mediator. And we worship him unto his glory, that even the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, indwells our hearts so that our goal, our life focus ought to be above the sun and glorifying Jesus Christ. He, the Spirit, has been sent to glorify Christ, to make his name known, that many would believe, all the elect would believe unto salvation in him, in his death, and also to his resurrection. Father, help us to grasp in our minds, but especially in our hearts, the death of Jesus Christ. Help us to meditate upon it. Help us to love him for what he has done and who he is. Help us to love him. Not just what he did, but him. And even you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're thankful for your sovereign plan, your predetermined plan in sending him and delivering him over for us all, that we might in him have all things. Father, we're thankful that you have brought us here safely. We pray that you would uphold us, strengthen us, grant to us your grace and wisdom, grant us the truth, grant us faithfulness unto you by your Spirit through your grace. Father, all these things we plead for because we are unable to do these things of ourselves. We need your help. We need your full working Work it in us. Work salvation in us. Our children who are part of the covenant of grace, make them to believe. Give them the gift of faith. Work faith in them, that they would not depart from you. Father, we pray, especially this evening, for the Shawnee congregation, that you would bring to them a pastor soon. May the pastor be one who is bold in preaching, godly, holy, but make him zealous for the gospel. Father, we pray that you would also be with Michelle and Oscar this week. Pray that you would bless them in their wedding. That you would show forth Christ in the church, in their lives, in all of our marriages as well. And the wedding, we pray that we would be reminded of it, of the marriage supper of the Lamb, the wedding feast, the wedding at Cana, where you've done great things and did your first miracles. Father, that you would show forth and exalt your Son. We do not pray that Oscar or Michelle or any other person would be exalted but Christ alone. Pray that you would bless them in their marriage and grant to them a lifelong pursuit of sanctification together and serving the church. Pray for those babies that are expected soon, that you would bring them about safely, as well as the mothers safely in their labor. We pray that you would save our children, even those in the womb, that they would not know one day apart from the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation in him, that they would believe the only name under heaven by which we must be saved, the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that you'll bless our move as we move to a different location because you have blessed us and grown us. Father, we pray that all the particulars that have to come together, that you would bring those together at the right time. We pray for servants to many people to be able to serve and help, that it would be a quick move, wouldn't be stress upon anyone's, even the deacons who have to coordinate and do those things, be with them, and then give wisdom and all that needs to be done. And Father, when we move there, Lord willing, that we pray that any new things that are happening, distractions, would be minimal. And we would be able to worship you just as we have here. Father, we pray for your glory, your promises to come about, that you would be faithful to all of them. We pray for the coming in of all the Gentiles and all the Jews, that the nations would come unto you and give gifts unto you, as we've heard many times, Psalm 72, even as we see it in Psalm 68 that we read in Sabbath school this morning, and Ephesians 4 as well. Father, bless your people, bless the church of Jesus Christ throughout the world, and grow your kingdom here on earth. We pray in Jesus' name, even as we pray for the destruction of Satan's kingdom. Amen.